Blog Talk Radio.
God's love for you goes on and on. When other hearts have failed, this love forgave from Calvary's cross.
Good day. Welcome to the Zoe Radio Network. Today, I'd like to share with you God's way of healing. Several points that were established by John Alexander Dowie in his healing ministry, which went around the world, and the healings that he saw were remarkable, many of them. And I read his materials. And he said that he did not work in the healing ministry by a gift, that he did it by praying the prayer of faith. If you haven't done any study on his life, I would encourage you to do so. Even though divine healing was practiced along toward the middle of the 1800s and going through the rest of that century, Dowie came on the scene in like 1888, along in there, and became known worldwide. He came to the United States from Australia, settled in Chicago, Illinois, founded the city of Zion, Illinois, and from there, he sent people out into the world carrying this wonderful message of Jesus, the Savior and the Healer. His principles of healing, his beliefs, his doctrines of healing are still valid today because they are based in the scriptures. His outlook on healing and God's will to heal every person based on the finished work of the cross is foundational to receiving healing. So he not only practiced healing, he taught it. And he taught good, solid truths that even today, if believed and practiced, will result in a life of wellness. I wanted to share with you today, this comes from Dowie's Leaves of Healing. I think he published this. He published a magazine called Leaves of Healing, a weekly paper for the extension of the kingdom of God. And I believe that he published these different points, God's way of healing points, in every single issue that he put out. But I wanted to share them with you because they are foundational to giving people instruction in healing and in receiving healing yourself. God's Way of Healing by John Alexander Dowie. Number one, and this just needs to ring in your heart. God's way of healing is a person, not a thing. God's way of healing is a person. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." And he has ever been revealed to his people in all the ages by the covenant name Jehovah Rapha, or "I am the Lord that healeth thee." John 14:6 and Exodus 15:26. So number one is God's way of healing is a person, not a thing. Two, the Lord Jesus Christ is still the healer. He cannot change, for he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hebrews 13:8. And he is still with us, for he said, "Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." Matthew 28:30. Because he is unchangeable, and because he is present in spirit, just as when in the flesh, he is the healer of his people. Again, because he is unchangeable, and because he is present, spirit, just as when and in the flesh, he is the healer of his people. Number three, divine healing rests on Christ's atonement. It was prophesied of him in Isaiah 53:4-5. "Surely he has borne our griefs," and in Hebrew that word is sicknesses, "he has borne our sicknesses and carried our sorrows, and with his stripes we are healed." And it is expressly declared that this was fulfilled in his ministry of healing, which still continues. Matthew 8:17. Four, disease can never be God's will. It is the devil's work consequent upon sin, capital S, as in Adam's sin. And it is impossible for the work of the devil ever to be the will of God. Christ came to destroy the works of the devil, 1 John 3:8. And when he was here on earth, he, quote, "healed every sickness and every disease," Matthew 4:23. And all these diseases are expressly declared to have been the oppression of the devil, Acts 10:38. The gifts of healing are permanent. It is expressly declared that the gifts and calling of God are without repentance. With the gifts of healing, and the gifts of healing are among the nine gifts of the Spirit to the church, Romans 11:29 and 1 Corinthians 12:8-11. Next, there are four modes of healing. Point six, there are four modes of healing. The first is the direct prayer of faith. The second, in intercessory prayer of two or more. The third, the anointing of the elders with the prayer of faith. And fourth, the laying on of hands of those who believe and whom God has prepared and called to that ministry. Matthew 8:5-13, Matthew 18:19, James 5:14-15, and Mark 16:18. Seven, divine healing is opposed by diabolical counterfeits. Amongst these are Christian Science, falsely so-called, mind healing, spiritualism, trance evangelism, etc. 1 Timothy 6:20-21, 1 Timothy 4:1-2, and Isaiah 51:22-23. Number eight, multitudes have been healed through faith in Jesus. The writer knows of thousands of cases and has personally laid hands on scores of thousands of persons. Full information can be obtained at the meetings held at Zion Tabernacle, 251 East 62nd Street near Jackson Park, Chicago, and in many pamphlets which give the experience in their own words of many who have been healed in this and other countries. These are published at Zion Publishing House, 6100 Stony Island Avenue, Chicago. And lastly, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. You are heartily invited to attend and hear for yourself God's way of healing. So let's go down through these points now again. God's Way of Healing by John Alexander Dowie. God's Way of Healing is a person, not a thing. 2, the Lord Jesus Christ is still the healer. 3, divine healing rests on Christ's atonement. 4, disease can never be God's will. 5, the gifts of healing are permanent. 6, there are 4 modes of divine healing. 7, divine healing is opposed by diabolical counterfeits. 8, multitudes have been healed through faith in Jesus. And 9, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. These are just simply basic, foundational. Disease can never be God's will. That is an issue that is in the church today. People think God has made them sick for this reason or that, to teach them something. So this issue has not been settled. This was written back in 1894, and still today, over 100 years later, people still think that God put sickness and disease on us to teach us things, when the scriptures specifically declare that disease can never be God's will. Jesus came for the express purpose to destroy the works of the devil. Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, and he went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. So all the works that Jesus did in healing people, forgiving them, setting them free, he was setting them free from the works of the devil. Sicknesses, diseases, sin, oppressions, demonic possession, all those things, works of the devil. But I want to go back again to number one because it is so crucial. God's way of healing is a person, and that person is the Lord Jesus Christ, not a doctor. You know, I feel that in the last year or so, the Lord has just really impressed upon me to share with people about trusting him completely with their bodies. Trusting him completely, that he is the all-sufficient one. He is more than enough. He has enough power to cure anything, any sickness, any disease. The scriptures say he healed all the sicknesses, all the diseases of the people that came to him. And I'm sure that there aren't any different ones today. Maybe some, but they all come out of the same families of diseases that people had back in the time of Jesus' day. Turning to him completely as our healer, cleaving unto him as your life and the length of your days. Learning to know him. You know, it's all about knowing Jesus. It's not about using him as a healer. It's about knowing him. A scripture came to me a few weeks ago, how the children of Israel knew God's acts. They saw his acts, but God showed Moses his ways intimately, showed him how he did things. You know, Jesus wants you to know him intimately, John 17:3 was a scripture that came alive to me when I first got saved. It says, "And this is life eternal, to know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent." This world just absolutely holds nothing for me. He is everything. He is the Word tabernacled in flesh. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He's the vine, and we're the branch. He's the vine. He's the resurrection. He's the way. He's the truth. He's the life. His words are spirit and life. One day when he was teaching and he said something hard to be understood, many people went away and followed him no more. And he said to the disciples, "Will you go away also?" And they said to him, "Lord, to whom can we go? You alone have the words of life." That's how Paul felt when he met Jesus on the road to Damascus. We read in Philippians, he said, "I count everything in my life but dung." Now that is a pretty strong statement. All of his achievements, all of his education, he said, "There's only one thing now that matters to me, is knowing him." Knowing him. Hallelujah. When you know him as your healer, you will never have a fear. You know, I said for years, I didn't fear cancer. I just didn't fear it. Because I knew the power of the spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. I knew that spirit dwelt in me. I'd read books. I'd heard of testimonies. I heard Dr. John G. Lake's testimony about when they put the bubonic plague in his hand and the germs all died. And they said, "How do you do that? What kind of protection do you use?" He said, "Gentlemen, it is the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. And it has made me free from the law of sin and death." Hallelujah. When you begin to see that life and know its ways, you don't fear cancer. And then when I had cancer, fear tried to come on me, but I kept Jesus at the center of my eye. If your eye be single, your whole body is full of light. And I meant to do it. I was sincere about it. He said to me, "Trust me." And so I trusted him. I said, "Lord, I will trust you. I receive you as my healer. You are my healer, Jesus." I remember one day I was out shopping at a Christian resale shop. And Carrie Joby came on singing "The Healer." And I just cried and cried. "I believe you're my healer." Oh my, because I had taken him 100% as my healer. And in the middle of standing that year for the total manifestation of wellness in my body, when I heard her sing those words, it was what my heart was saying to Jesus every moment. "Lord, I believe you're my healer." Hallelujah. He can be trusted. Just come to know him more. People are easier to trust if you know them. Well, the same thing goes true with the Lord. The more you know him, the more you will trust him. You know, Dr. Lake said one time, "My soul had to step out inch by inch into something." He didn't just plunge right into it. So that's what I would encourage you. The Lord wants you to have a life of wellness. 3 John 2, "Beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health." Be in health even as your soul prospers. It's all included there. And step out inch by inch into this. Not just being healed, but having a life of wellness. Living without sicknesses and diseases. even old age diseases. Let your vision expand into the greatness of our God. Step out into it, inch by inch. Teach your soul, instruct it, help it to learn. It's like a child. It needs instruction. Your spirit wants to believe, wants to lean, wants to exercise trust, but the soul hinders many times because of its lack of knowledge of the person. God's way of healing is a person. Supernatural healing comes through a person, the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. By his stripes, we were healed. God doesn't send you off to the doctor. We choose to go to the doctor. God will send you to his Son, because in the Son, you get healing every time. Total healing. Hallelujah. And you may say, well, I know so-and-so, they didn't get healed. Well, I'm not talking to you about so-and-so. There are reasons for all things. And rather than struggling about what you don't have answers to, let's look at what we do have answers to. Hallelujah. God's way of healing is a person, not a thing. I just encourage you today as I close the broadcast. Let's pray. Father, I just pray for my listeners today. I pray, Lord, that they will see Jesus like a S-U-N rising before the eyes of their heart in the power that he really has, that they'll see it on their heart. Their eyes will be flooded. The eyes of their heart will be flooded with light. And Lord, they'll come to trust you and lean on you for the welfare of their body, just as they do for their spirit. Oh, Jesus, let your people cling to you, cleave to you with their whole being, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' name. Amen.
God's love for you goes on and on. When other hearts have failed, this love again from Calvary's cross, where I give you words I know. Well, I know there's a God.